Robin Tilbrook, you're only fielding 32 candidates compared to more than 100, I seem to remember, from 2010. Why?
Well, it was just simply a question of resources, quite frankly. We're not a rich party. We're all volunteers. And it was a question of what impact standing the full number of candidates, 107, as we did last time, where we got a party election broadcast, whether that was going to be worth doing again, given our resources.
Or is it just dwindling support, that actually there just isn't the need for the English Democrats in the same way as there seemed to be in 2010?
Well, no, I don't think there is dwindling support. I do think that the whole issue of England and what should happen for England is coming up the agenda. And of course, part of the rhetoric of the general election is all about what should happen for England.
But that's true. So your party has failed then, haven't you? Because if you can't stand as many candidates as you did last time, you haven't capitalised on this feeling that there ought to be more devolution for England.
Yeah, I don't think we're failing. It's simply a question of the fact that we are volunteers.
How do you define success then? All political parties have people who are volunteers.
But the purpose of getting involved in politics is to try to make a difference, and we are making a difference. We have changed the whole rhetoric about what should happen for England, I think, and we will continue to do so. So I do consider we have had a success in that respect.
Or do you think the mantle's been taken by UKIP to a large extent? There aren't enough differences between the two parties, and so they have eclipsed you.
No, UKIP have recently released their manifesto. It has hardly any mentions of England or the English in it. So they're not really in that position, although I think a lot of people who support UKIP do think there's something to do with England and English nationalism.
Right, but they want to introduce a points-based immigration system, which you would agree with, wouldn't you?
Well, we were saying this 10 years ago or so.
Right, they want to put an end to
multiculturalism
and political correctness. So there is a merging in that sense of the two parties.
We have some issues in which we are in agreement, but as far as I'm concerned, the fundamental issue is England and what happens to the English nation. And of course, in that respect, UKIP doesn't cover what we're trying to say at all.
We've just been talking about the crisis in the Mediterranean with migrants. What would you suggest is done?
I was impressed with what Lord West had to say. I did think that made a lot of sense. I do think it has a sort of bad feeling, doesn't it, the idea that you're going to let people drown there. But at the same time, we can't just allow a great flood of people to come across simply because Libya has been reduced to a sort of smoking ruin and there's no government to speak of there anymore.
Would the English Democrats accept any refugees?
Well, our position is that refugees should make their application for refugee status to the nearest neighbouring state, which I believe is the legal rule on refugees.